Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Partly cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. 50 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Rain. 50 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Rain. 45 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Degrees. Good morning. 700 hours. 50 degrees. Afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. 58 degrees.
Hello, is this frequency in use? This is K8LCS.
K8LCS, K8RJP.
K8RJP, K8LCS, it's working here.
Yeah, interesting. The router test for echoing passes. I can't connect to anybody. Well, I can't connect to you, and you can't connect to me. But I don't know what the timing is because I've been making a bunch of changes. So, anyway, here we are. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing well here, doing well. This also is up on a VHF repeater apparently in Ann Arbor, so I'm not going to hold it, but... did you get the building delivered?
I did. I'll send you a pic. Monday it showed up. I had to rent a crane, but I got it. Yeah, if it's on the repeater, I'm good too.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I'm going to shut the phone. I'm using the phone, so I'm going to shut the phone and Echo Link off and see if I can get the computer one up and running. And if I can, at least it'll have it on so you can try to test it. So 7-3 from K8LCS, and I'm going to go back to the net.
Yeah, please do, and see if you can connect to it. I'm not sure what's going on. Like I said, I'm on, so I don't know why it's saying I'm disconnected. So, all right. Thanks, sir. We'll be talking. K8LCS, and 8RJP. 7-3.
7-3 from K8LCS. Now clear.
Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly cloudy, 56 degrees.
QSD, QST, QST. Good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I will be net control for tonight's University of Michigan's Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on the W8UM repeater and Echo Link. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Break for time. Okay, the W8UM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and Echo Link. An additional note here, this will be, I won't be around for the next couple of weeks, so we certainly hope there are volunteers to take the net instead. So let me take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echo Link stations, and finally all those are stations. New hams are especially welcome to check in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call WA4DSR now.
Whiskey 8 Sierra Romeo K, portable, short-time.
November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo, mobile.
A couple of stations there, but you were really broken up on the Echo Link. Could you try again, please?
November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo, mobile.
Whiskey 8 Sierra Romeo K,
okay, we'll go with those. First up is N8SBE, followed by W8SRC.
November 8, SBE. The frequencies are yours. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. This is Eddie at SBE. I decided that I'd get in the truck instead of standing out in the cold out here. So that makes me a mobile station, although I'm using the handheld in here because when I tried using the 7100, when I went to go transmit, it shut down, and I think it's because I've got a bad, I've got a problem with the fuse holders business back here, so I'll have to work on that. Other than that, nothing else going on this evening, so back to bed. Any of this TV.
Okay, thank you, Dave, for checking in. Always glad to have you on the net, and stay warm. So next up is W8SRC. Portable, Stuart, go ahead.
Good evening, Pat, for the good evening, Pat, and everyone else. I just, today, realized a 14-year-old dream of mine. I have a working broadcast by audio feed of my repeater, and I'm really excited about that, so thought I'd pass that along to the net, and also, I've been working on it for quite a bit of time this week, so I was really happy to finally get it working. And so anyone in the world will now be able to stream my repeater, so really excited about that. And not a whole lot of going on. I thought this was interesting. There seemed to be a little bit of a van opening this afternoon on 2 meters and 440, so I was able to hear repeaters in Toledo and West Branch and Grand Rapids, and I thought that was pretty cool to hear at a little bit of an uncommon time. So, with that, 7:30 down, I'll turn it back to you, Pat. Toledo, happy.
Okay, Stuart, real fine. We look forward to hearing more details on your repeater stream, and congratulations on getting that work. It sounds like you might be overdriving the mic a bit. It just seems to be breaking up a bit there, a little bit of distortion. Anyway, with that, we'll move on to Echolink. Do we have any Echolink stations? Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Whiskey Victor.
Okay, I have KEHTWV on Echolink. Do we have any other Echolink stations? Please call now. Okay, nothing heard, so you'll be the first at the top of the list after I get the rest of the stations in. So any and all stations, please call net control now.
Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar, India Sierra, John.
Tango, Victor.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Hotel Yankee, Sean.
Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor at
Charlie 8 Tango Oscar Don.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Romeo Echo Jonathan.
Okay, that's a good start. They got six stations, possibly seven or eight. I have KB8 OIS John, and it was followed by, I think, two stations that doubled the last two letters where I got Tango Victor, I believe. Would that station come back to me, please?
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Tango, the KE8 to DCT, and the name is Victor.
WSU, this is that.
Okay, so I got Kilo Echo 8, something, something, Victor. We'll get back to you. KF8CHY, Sean. WAEMV, Ed. ACATO, John. KF8ARE Jonathan, and WSAU Matt. Any other stations, please call now. Okay, let's go to the top of the list. It's Kilo Echo 8, Papa Whiskey Victor. Mike, how are you this evening?
Good evening, Pat, and the other U of M fans. Anyways, doing pretty good. Unfortunately, I really can't make much of a transmission because Shea Mike is way behind the power curve in making dinner. So I'll make it short and say thank you. Have a good evening. I'll catch you another, catch you next week. KE8PWV, I'll be monitoring.
Okay, real fine. Thanks for checking in. Next up is KB8OIS John, followed by KLU Echo 8 Delta Charlie Tango. So, John, how are you? Any reports from the shack tonight?
Hi, Pat, everybody. KB8OIS. Yeah, a couple things. I don't have the complete information. I know the students did have a fox hunt. I don't know what the turnout was and how long it lasted or how successful, but I assume it went pretty well. I did get a report. There were students in the shack last night participating in the 4-hour sprint. It looks like they made somewhere around 50 contacts. Other club news, we're in the process of revamping the club's website. I think we're still 4 weeks away from getting that completed. So that's making some progress. The club has been given a 10-foot display case in each on the second floor. That's slowly being populated with some of our display radios. We've got a complete, near complete set of Heathkit radios and equipment that are being displayed in there. And maybe the last thing, Pat, you might be interested if you're around. I think I may be speaking at the club meeting this Thursday. And it has to do with the club logo. The students want to revise the logo. And I'm going to dispute the date of the founding of our club. And part of my conversation will involve the Detroit Observatory. Back to you, Pat, KB8OIS.
Okay, thank you, John, for that update. That's good on the new display for the ham radio club. I'm not sure I know much about the founding of the club. I do know that in the 1920s, or maybe it was the 1930s, there were attempts to use the radio station to contact the Lamont Hussey Observatory in South Africa. But other than that, why don't you, I'll have to look at what I have, but I don't, what is the connection with the Detroit Observatory, though, must go much earlier than that. Back to you.
Yeah, it goes back to maybe 1860. Karen gave me a private tour of the facility back during the COVID days. I had the opportunity to explore the basement, took some pictures, but something interesting. Why is a sounder located at the base of the oscilloscope, or the telescope?
So why is a sounder at the base of the telescope? Because there would have been, it would have been tied to a clock downstairs on the first floor, and once a minute or once a second, it would have gone off. I think that's the reason for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's partial sense. I guess why would you put something that vibrates on a sensitive piece of equipment?
Who knows what they were thinking back then, but I don't think that probably didn't introduce that much vibration, you know, if it was on the base of the telescope. It's a pretty massive scope, but we should follow up on that. I don't think that has anything to do with radio, though. But we should follow up on that. I'll turn it back to you for one final comment.
All right. Well, why did the observatory purchase 3 telegraph keys?
Well, that's another question. You know, they used to get time signals were generated over the telegraph lines. So I suspect that has more to do with with wired telegraphy than wireless. But it'd be an interesting thing to follow up on that. Have you looked in Sandy Weitzel's book for details on this?
Yeah, I've got the book just a couple feet away from me. All right, thanks, Pat. KB8OIS.
Okay, thank you, John, and apologies to the rest of you for waiting patiently through that. Next up is KE8DCT, Victor, followed by KFHCHY. Victor, the frequencies are yours.
My name is Victor. Location is Superior Township at the moment. I'm in ecstasy, and Cal actually kind of getting back into the hobby, and kind of was very sad today. Nothing new. I already had a car, a vehicle set with Japanese Bravo Radio Echo Mike with the Diamond 770, Diamond 770, NR, I think, 770 or something. I was just trying to check out the signal on my, because I just turned around a lot, but I had not had time pushing any repeaters when I stopped calling, so back locally, I've been kind of trying this and that, and back this and not through the record, so I'm trying to figure out if I had time or not to see it.
Okay, Victor, I got part of that, but not much. I think you're really overdriving, and you might try to crank back the gain or speak softer there. Why don't you try again briefly?
Okay, yeah, I appreciate that. It looks like I have some kind of problem in my setup, maybe combined with my location. It's 1680, it's a mobile setup with a rack-mounted Diamond 770 antenna and 5 watts of power. Back to you.
The power level sounds is great. You're full quieting into the machine. It's just that the voice is distorted. So I'll let those with more experience in these things comment as we go on. Next up is KFHCHY, followed by W8EMV. Sean, what do you have for us tonight?
KFHCHY. My name is Sean from Ypsilanti Township. I'm still new at this, brandy new by my call sign, you can tell. I am slowly but surely checking into local nets as time permits when I'm home in my shack, and as well as trying to connect to repeaters and the like, and mostly just learning. Every day's a learning experience for me here, and I feel I've got my antennas sorted out at least to last me through the winter, so I don't have to get up on the roof in the cold weather. Otherwise, I am working on studying for my general, so hopefully maybe I take that general soon, and onward and upward. And that's what I have for the net. Back to you.
Hey, Sean, real fine. Welcome to the net. You're welcome to check in all the time, or just work on the repeater whenever you want, and good luck on getting upgraded to the general, and I'm sure there's a lot of people here who can help you do that. Next up is W8EMV Ed, followed by AC8TO. Ed, what do you have for us this evening?
Next up, this is W8EMV. Name is Ed. The radio that I've been doing of late has primarily been listening, using an OpenWebRX Plus setup in the attic. I have a Raspberry Pi with a AirSpy HF Plus SDR receiver and a U-loop antenna up there, and it's been pretty interesting in terms of trying to get some automated decoding of FT8 transmissions fed back into message handling systems so I can sort through that and alert on things or whatnot. So kind of fun using a website as my own website as a receiver. It's been interesting, and also had some fun listening to pirate shortwave radio music broadcasts over the last week. The Halloween season is big for pirate radio. So with that, back to net. This is W8EMV.
Oh, head on. I'm surprised to hear about the pirate radio broadcast on shortwave. I thought the shortwave bands had largely gone completely silent with the demise of the big international broadcasters. I think Radio Havana is still on every once in a while, but that's about it. Anyway, good luck. Next up is ACATO Don, followed by KF8ARE. Don, frequencies are yours.
Thanks, Pat. ACATO Don. Well, I think so far I don't think I've heard anyone else on tonight who was at the Fox Hunt yesterday, so I guess that was a pretty good success. Since we have students to feed, I actually spent the time on a goose chase for pizza, discovering the Marcos near the Shell station by North Campus has gone out of business. And the cottage inn at the bottom of the Broadway Hill is apparently closed, but there's a new cottage inn up around the corner from Carpenter Brothers, we wound up with guests and everyone was happy. I guess the Fox Hunt was a big success. So if you feed them, they will come. I'll hand it back. ACATO.
Well, I don't understand how gas stations go out of business given the prices, but that shows probably my ignorance of things economic. Anyway, thanks for all your help on the Fox Hunt and so forth. So, and for keeping the station going. Next up is KF8ARE, followed by WSAU, Matt. Jonathan, the frequencies are yours.
Thanks, Pat. This is KF8ARE, Jonathan. And yes, as Sean was saying, I feel like I'm in the same shoes as he is. And I'm not quite sure I'm getting out or not. Can you confirm?
You certainly are. Full quieting into the repeater. Excellent audio.
Okay, good. Thank you. And so, yes, I'm just trying to get on the radio every day and experiment. Try to get on 10 meter every few days to see what's going on. It's been pretty closed lately, but I try anyways and go out and unscrew my antennas and in the backyard and run around. So, yeah, it's a fun time, and I like the experience, and I like being here. And so that's it. So back to you, Nat. Thank you.
Jonathan, always welcome to check in. We hope we hear from you a lot, and that, you know, great progress on your future in amateur radio. And if you have any questions, this is the place to ask them. Finally, on our first round through is WSAU, Matt. Matt, the repeater's yours.
Thanks, Pat. Let's see. A couple quick things. Shortwave broadcast. I still hear stuff on 40 meters, so I'm thinking there are still some international stations out there, like you hear in the parts of the share band between U.S. amateurs and European, I think, broadcast. So there are definitely still some stations out there. I know there's some U.S. stations out there, too, just not like Voice of America and BBC and something like that. Let's see. I think that the distortion may be something's close to being overdriven in the repeater too, or maybe is overdriven if you've got a strong enough signal answer, because I've heard a couple of stations where that were flat topped in the various extents. That one station was very badly flat topped, but a couple others were flat topped a little bit too, so I think that may be some level in the repeater somewhere. Let's see. I went to the Fox Hunt, there were probably about 15 people at the Fox Hunt. I actually participating in the Fox Hunt. It was actually structured so there was one fox. Once you found the first fox, they had the frequency for the second fox, and I actually found the second fox first because it was getting into the front end of my radio on the frequency of the first fox somehow, so I ended up tracking it and finding it before I found the second fox, so I actually was the first one done because I sort of didn't have to go back and find the second fox after I found the first fox. Gas stations, I think the profit margin is actually very low, even though the gas is very expensive. The guy that used to own Weaver's service kind of explained some of that in the Facebook post at some point, and he sort of said that even though the gas is expensive, there's not a whole lot of margin in there. Let me break for time here. And I also stayed around for the sweepstakes, and there were probably, I'd say, about 8 people up in the chat for that. We actually heard, I think we heard John KVAOAS, but someone said they'd already picked the other station at the time, as we kind of registered, hey, wait, that's John, and because of the sweepstakes, you switch off, get a second chance to get the other station, because you keep popping frequencies, and that was something that none of us really quite understood, and they kind of figured out from the rules, actually while I was writing the CMR net on Saturday. And the thing about the code keys and time it from the observatory. The observatory was probably actually sending time to whoever was doing the timekeeping, probably the railroad station. So that's probably what the telegraph keys were about. There's actually a history detective where they kind of go into how that works, because someone had a clock that was the timekeeping clock that was set by the observatory and then sent the time signals out on the telegraph. Hang on, so we're going to take you back to that.
Okay, thank you, Matt, for your information on the flat top signals. Maybe they are overdriving the repeater. But interesting stuff on the fox hunts. Congratulations there. And I'll have to go back and look at 40 meters and see what's going on shortwave radio again. So with that, we've been to the end of the list. We've had 10 stations check in. Do I have any new stations or rechecks? Any new stations or rechecks, please call Net Control WA4DSR now.
W8EMV, recheck.
Okay, W8EMV, the frequency is yours.
Thanks, Pat. A brief rundown of shortwave frequencies. The 49-meter band is an international broadcast band and has mostly religious broadcasting during the week, but a few hours of music on various stations, including WRMI, Radio Miami International, on the weekends. And then the pirate frequencies are in the, I guess it's been called the 43-meter band, which is 6,800 to 7,000, roughly speaking. And there's a website, HF Underground, that tracks that pretty well. With that, back to Net. This is W8EMV.
That's fantastic. I'll get my 40-year-old Sony receiver out and see if I can listen to some of these. So thanks very much for the details. Most interesting. And I'll do one final call for new check-ins or rechecks. One final call for new check-ins or rechecks. WA4DSR. Okay, nothing heard. So we were almost 28 minutes with 10 check-ins and myself for a total of 11 stations on frequency. Again, I won't be around for the next several weeks for it to be net control, so I will take volunteers to do that. And with that, we'll close out. WA4DSR clear.
Good evening. 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 56 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 52 degrees.